Okay, so next up we have reproducible JupyterNet notebooks, and presented by Ludovic. So please give it up for Ludovic. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, good morning everyone, can you hear me? Everything's going fine? Okay. So I'm Ludovic, I work as a research engineer at INRIA, which is a French research institute. And this talk is going to be about, it's going to be more about reproducible science than about high-performance computing per se, but I think there's a non-empty intersection between HPC people and reproducible science people, so that should work fine, hopefully. So what I'm going to present is joint work with Pierre-Antoine Roubi, a former colleague of mine, on getting integration of Qiks with Jupyter notebooks, but before I get there, let me explain a bit the motivation. So there is a general trend that you've probably noticed of using Jupyter as a tool for reproducible science in general. And I think that's a very good thing because, you know, Jupyter allows people to have their narrative together with their code, and that's something we very often miss in science. Like often you have the paper, you have graphs, but you don't necessarily have access to the code. And we know that's a problem in terms of, you know, being able to reproduce scientific